Time for our weekly segment with Mike Fisher of 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, presented by Balcones and Centex Rehabilitation.
All right, here we go. Cowboys and Packers have that really good Fox slot, right? That 4:25.
Yeah, America's Game of the Week.
On Sunday, it's a great slot. Two teams that have played each other since back, Lombardi and Landry. And Mike Fisher, 105.3 The Fan, joins us. Packers, of course, lost a week ago Thursday in a game with Philadelphia that could have gotten either way. They're a mess in some ways, Mike. They have the one guy, though, that has haunted the Cowboys perhaps more than anybody since Joe Montana. Can Aaron Rodgers do that without the weapon of a Davante Adams or some of the things with a running game?
Yeah, the mess part is the absence of Davante Adams. And I know we'll get to the Cowboy injury stuff in a moment, and there's pretty much good news there. But as much as we in a Cowboy-centric world think, yippee, Michael Gallup's playing, and with all due respect to Michael, he's a good player, that's nothing compared to, yippee, Davante Adams is not playing.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's not to say that Cowboy Nation, you know, I'm not saying we're celebrating the injury of another player, but, you know, he's not dead. He just got turf toe and he's not going to play, so yippee. It doesn't change, in my mind, it doesn't change what Aaron Rodgers can do, but surely the crop and core of receivers that is going to have to try to do what Davante Adams is capable of, because he's as good as there is in the league. He scored 3 touchdowns lifetime against the Cowboys. I think he's 5th in yardage this year in the NFL. Even with that second half of the game where he's not available, even though in the first half he had a month worth of production against the Eagles. Yeah, I think it's a sea change for what you think might happen in this game. Yes,
Mike. So good news on the Cowboys on Michael Gallup, Lyle Collins. Antoine Woods, maybe not this week, but soon. Tyrone Crawford. Anybody else I'm leaving out?
All right, let's rattle through them. Tyrone Crawford's got bursitis and maybe something worse in both of his hips, he tells me. But he said today, he said, you know, I just think we have a chance to do something special here, and I got to be a part of it. So he's going to be in pain, but he's going to help. And they need all the defensive linemen they can get to chase around Aaron Rodgers, obviously. I bet you Tyrone Crawford will play at least 3 different positions on Sunday. That, you know, he's capable of that, and they're going to need it. Tank Lawrence has a dinged-up shoulder, a dinged-up knee, and a dinged-up heel. But he was listed as a full participant today. So he's never going to admit that he's anything but fine. Hopefully he'll be fine for Dallas. Michael Gallup, I talked with Sanjay Lal, the wide receiver coach, today. And he said, can you please write or tweet or say on the radio that Britt Brown, the Cowboys trainer, deserves half the credit for this. He says, Britt Brown has the will, which is a neat thing to say, that the trainer has the will to bring the player back. And then he said, and Michael Gallup has the will. And Sanjay says, you know, maybe he's just, you know, maybe his DNA is different. Maybe he's a faster healer than the next guy, whatever. But Michael Gallup's will to come back and his will to continue the great season that he was off to, the great start, that's a factor here. So Gallup worked on Tuesday on a Cowboys day off. And I know a lot of people outside the building think, oh, he had a good practice Wednesday. That was a good sign. He had a good practice Tuesday, but they didn't even practice. But that was the day that it was determined, okay, I can get my confidence back in my knee. I can feel fine here. You know, just like when, you know, some mere mortal like one of us, like when you sprain your ankle, doctor says stay out for a couple weeks, right? And then you go back and shoot baskets and you won't even jump on your jump shot, right?
Yeah.
Because you're scared. You're scared it's going to hurt. Now, not that any of the three of us ever did jump on our jump shots, but you know what I'm saying. You're tentative. I think Michael Gallup is over that. You mentioned Antoine Woods. I would bet you, even though he's not been ruled out, I bet you Britt Brown and Jim Maurer, the training staff, tell him, sorry, big fella, we're not going to let you go out there with the knee for one more week. So maybe no Antoine Woods, but plenty of Michael Gallup, hopefully, plenty of Tank Lawrence. And then the offensive line, by the way, Lyle Collins was back at practice today. He's got back soreness. It's nothing. The Cowboys say it's nothing more severe than that. So Lyle Collins will be your right tackle. Cameron Fleming will be the left tackle in place of Tyron with the ankle. And Tyron is not wearing the walking boot anymore the last couple days. So there's progress there. And I did an interview with him. You can see it on CowboysSI.com. And I said to him, because Smokey, you know the old deal about Tyron and DeMarcus Ware, right? Where
mm-hmm.
Tyron's rookie year, DeMarcus Ware would whip his tail out of the practice field in Oxnard. and then invite him up to his room at the hotel and say, now let's watch film of what I did to you so you can learn how to stop me. And Tyron, of course, has passed on that tradition and helped DeMarcus Ware and that sort of thing. So I asked him, so do you do that with Cam Fleming? You need to go, you know, in the classroom and in the film room. He says, oh, yeah, we'll do that. He says, but he doesn't need me. He knows what he's doing. He's going to be fine. So if I'm Cowboys Nation, I'm thinking, you know, if Tyron Smith says Cam Fleming is fine, maybe I'll breathe a little easier and hope that Cam Fleming is fine.
Are the Packers defensively something? I know they gave up a ton of yards rushing, obviously, to Philadelphia. They had, what, maybe even 200-yard rushers. What? How did they get to 3-0 before they lost to Philadelphia?
Well, I'll promote another story we wrote today on CowboysSI.com, and it's called Under Construction. And I very cleverly, Smokey, have a picture of Ezekiel Elliott working on the practice field, and then Jerry Jones's construction caterpillar trucks are behind him building yet another building here at the Star. Get it? Under construction?
Yep.
The offensive line felt like that in New Orleans that they broke themselves, that they broke down, that they made so many mistakes, physical and mental. And maybe the noise was part of it, but I think Travis Frederick had one of his poorest games. I think he would say that. I think Zach Martin, who's about as good a player as there is in football, did not play well. I don't think Lyle Collins played well. Connor Williams, I don't think, played well. So fix that, because we've seen vulnerability from Green Bay. You can run on Green Bay. The Eagles proved that with almost 200 yards rushing in that game. They were getting rushing yards out of the little rookie, Miles Sanders. They were getting rushing yards out of the big veteran, Jordan Howard. And so the Cowboys need to exploit that, and that's what this team is built to do. I also think Tony Pollard, who might have been in the game plan last week, but he sure wasn't in the game, that Tony Pollard needs to be a little bit more of a factor here. And then Zeke and the O-line under construction need to be a gigantic factor.
Do you think that the Cowboys had everyone was saying they had a conservative game plan, but was it just a game plan that didn't work as opposed to a conservative one?
I'm not going to argue with the people that say it's look conservative, because it did look conservative. Mm-hmm. I would only answer by saying I'm in the locker room in New Orleans asking Zeke after the game, was the game plan different? Was it more conservative? And he goes, what do you mean? I go, well, you know, more running on first down. And he said, no, it really wasn't different. Kellen Moore was asked on Thursday about the same kind of thing. And Kellen Moore, who's a, you know, he's purposely not colorful. He's not trying to be colorful, but this was colorful. He said, are you guys trying to say that every time that JG, he called him JG, Jason Garrett, that every time we score 10 points in a game, it's going to be JG's fault? Sweet.
Yeah.
And trying to help us understand. And he did say our process was the same going into the Saints game. In other words, Jason Garrett didn't run into the offensive meeting room and say, hey, let's quit scoring 30 points. I want to be in charge again so we can score 10. It really is a moronic take on how a coaching staff works. And I know you guys know intimately how good coaching staff works. These guys aren't against each other. They're not trying to put a thumb down on each other. It was a game plan that didn't work. It was poorly executed on the field. And then one more thing, guys. What was the play going to be on the play after Ezekiel Elliott fumbled at midfield? What was the play going to be on the play after Zayshon Witten caught the third down pass and then fumbled as he's running downfield? And what would the score have been had the Dak Prescott pass to Randall Cobb in the back of the end zone not been 5 yards wide? Give me those three plays back, and we might have had another pass, another touchdown, and another touchdown, and we're not having these conversations. So give me those fumbles back. Give me one terrible pass back, and maybe the problems are solved. So against Green Bay, let's cut down on the terrible passes, and how about no fumbles?
They'll run for 200 yards against the Packers. That's just the way it is, because they themselves, with Zeke being held to what he did, they'll probably pop one loose. And I'm, you know, you mentioned Martin and all the other guys, even with Tyron Smith out. They're not dumb. They know what happened Sunday night, and that probably had their manhood a little bit challenged as well, and come out firing on all cylinders. Mike, this Cowboys team, obviously the momentum entering that game with who they had beaten, there was questions about that, but they looked really good. It's no matter what, you can't help. The schedule's not put together by you, but the NFL. Do you lose any type of swagger when you have something like Sunday night happen, even though it's on the road against a very, very good team like New Orleans?
Dak Prescott's quote, he goes, a loss isn't going to cause us to lose our confidence. And I believe him. I believe that goes for him. Now, it's hard for 52 other guys to have the exact same psyche of Dak Prescott. But in his short time here, relatively, haven't we learned that he really is resilient? He really is unflappable. He really is a calming hand, no matter what's going on around him. And Jason Garrett is the same way. So I think the leadership of this team feels exactly the way you do, feels exactly the way you said they need to feel, and that Cowboy Nation hopes they feel. And we shouldn't discount this. I know it's the same leaders on a team that lose the game that win a game. And so remember, you know, we used to say, well, I thought the leadership around here was good with Jason Witten and these guys when they went 4-12. Oh, it was. The leadership was the same as on the 12-4 as the one the 4-12, but they lost some games, and you have to lose some confidence along that way. But that doesn't happen or have to happen after 3-1. Now, Smokey, lose 3 games in a row.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about confidence, and then we'll also talk about whether or not coaching staff wants to start elbowing each other in the face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question about it. I thought it was an entertaining game, even though a lot of people liked Morse points. I love on occasion a game that's like that, Mike, because it's still, not that it didn't have its moments. I just kind of like a little bit of a game that comes down to yards were hard, you know? They were hard.
Here's why I agree with you. I thought it was entertaining too, because it was intense.
Yes. Yes.
It wasn't 12-10 because it was sloppy. It was 12-10 because it was intense. You know, the Saints are in a lot of ways, even without Drew Brees, a machine. Just in the way Sean Payton runs the organization, a point that Jerry Jones has made in admiration of Sean Payton and the Saints a couple of times now in the last couple of weeks. So for them to get down in your red zone 4 times and to never score a touchdown, there is something sharp about that. The point that I've tried to make all week regarding the Cowboys got out-coached. Well, half of them didn't because they only gave up 12 points.
Thank you, buddy. As always, Mike Fisher at Fish Sports on Twitter. Mike Fisher with us on Fridays and